Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello, everyone. This is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour or so as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. It's been almost a month since I've done a show. I think it was November the 12th. Anyway, today is December the 10th, 2014, and it's just after 11 a.m. I noticed that my computer and a clock I have in my house are out of sync again, and that usually happens when the two realities are trying to merge. I've noticed a pattern, and it's funny. I've been doing the shows at 11 a.m., and some amazing things happen at that time, and at 11:11, you know, the gateways of the divine creative energy. And we're coming upon some pretty amazing times energetically. There's a lot going on with alignments and trines and, you know, different things going on with the planets and with energy and expanding energy within humanity. Way back on November the 12th, I talked a lot about ascension and what it means. And all about the energy shifts that are going on within humanity. And that's what the ascension is basically expansion of energy that we've had, you know, not open because of the polaric reality that we've existed in physical form. I believe that the show I did before that was November the 5th. So if you want to go back and I'll take a look at those, it would be really beneficial for you because I talked about a lot of the different things. It's all about not looking at the past anymore, looking at things and seeing what's not working. The game Jenga. Well, when you pull out the pegs in the game Jenga, you try to keep the whole structure going. And as we shift energy and, you know, we want to keep this reality stable as we shift. So, you know, it's important that the energy stays stable and it happens very quickly. And I want to talk today a little bit about that energy. So, like I said, you know, plug in my name, Diane Bachberger. And the show's name's changed, New Fifth Dimensional Living with Diane Bachberger, and either November 12th or the 5th. And the show the week before November the 5th was really important, too. It's all about the reawakening right now. And I believe in the show on November 5th, I talked about the Big Bang Theory and how, you know, there's an inflation before the Big Bang, and that we're really going through that right now. So anytime, things could really shift overnight. So it's all about the awakening right now. I also want to talk about the full moon that happened just a few days ago and, you know, a little bit about what it means. And also the new moon that happened before that. I won't concentrate very much on alignments and things like that, but just know that they're building up to something pretty amazing. And each in themselves are pretty amazing, too. So,
you know, all the energy is all interrelated, and just important to bear that in mind. And then on December the 15th, the 6th Uranus-Pluto square is happening. And this is the opening of the forehead chakra for humanity. I'm not talking about third eye. I'm talking about the forehead chakra, which I've talked on a lot of these recent shows about, you know, within the last 2 months or so prior to November the 12th. I've talked a lot about it. So I won't focus a lot on that today, just because I've done that. I just noticed over the last 3 weeks or so that there's been more light, and the light, it has a different intensity. And I did talk about the blue light shifting and the red light shifting. You know, black light and dark light pushes against white light when it becomes more intense. So, you know, with this intensity has come the dark energy along with it. So there's some, wherever that is and wherever it takes place, you know, there's usually an equal and opposite reaction, because we still live in a polaric reality. Once we get out of that, that will totally shift, okay? And I've also been getting a lot of information about resurrection, and the jaguar keeps coming to me no matter what I do. I keep hearing and seeing things, and I turn on the TV and there's a show about a jaguar. I go, you know, look at a site or something, and there's a picture of a jaguar. And then I listen to something on the internet, and they're talking about the jaguar. I'm thinking, okay, there's something, really something going on with this. So I want to talk about that totem today too, because, you know, besides angelic numbers and messages and the alignments and all, everything else, you know, we animals give us messages too. They're a part of who we are inside. So just the fact that I'm getting a lot of stuff about that. I may talk about the rabbit a little bit and the black swan, because I've been seeing those too. I also want to talk about magic, and not so much about types of magic, because I've talked about those before, but just, you know, the white magic and the white light magic really came back in full force October the 23rd during that solar eclipse, and the seraphim brought in, you know, that energy, you know, the feminine creative energy and that light back to the earth on that day. And I've talked about that on a lot of shows, so we'll see where everything goes. I also wanted to just to mention to people, be aware of your energy and feel strong, because you are strong, okay? You know, a lot of the indigos have been going through a lot of intensity of energy and been grounding the energy to the earth. You know, I've been going out a lot and standing on the cold ground, you know, bonding with the earth, you know, because I'm feeling like the earth needs me, but I also need the earth. You know, we're all part of that. But also, you know, we're opening up this forehead chakra, which allows us to do a lot and connect a lot and balance. Now, this is where the fifth dimension really starts to come in. So some amazing things are going to be happening, and they are happening right now. So it's not when's it going to happen, what is happening, okay? So, you know, that's a start for now. So pretty amazing stuff, okay? So it's all about reawakening. It's all about rebuilding and looking at this reality. You know, I did talk about the seraphim on the solar eclipse coming and bringing that Shekinah energy that hasn't been on the earth for thousands of years, okay? And to add to this, December 3rd, and I believe I talked about it on a show about a month ago, well, maybe a little bit more than that, about some alignments and what they're doing with the pyramids.
Mercury, Venus, and Saturn aligned with the pyramids of Giza for the first time in 2,737 years. You know, 37 is a magical number, and I've talked about it on this show. I won't talk about it today, but if you want to do a little research on it, you can. So it's one of those magical numbers. So, you know, that in itself realigned and opened up a lot of pathways. And, you know, it was the start of feeling better for some of the indigo beings, but it was also a very intense time, okay? So, you know, I was talking a little bit about talking about some alignments. So, you know, I did say I wanted to talk about the new moon and the full moon. And, you know, I'm trying to think, was it December 3rd that the Sagittarius and Venus, zero Sagittarius align with Venus? And Scorpio, the underworld, we're coming out of the underworld, the transformation. We're coming out. It's amazing times, okay? I was just thinking, the full moon in 14 degrees Gemini, and the sun is 14 degrees in Sagittarius, and the sun in Mercury conjunct on Monday was pretty amazing too. Today, Venus goes into Capricorn, and I have very strong Sagittarius and Capricorn energy. And I've noticed my energy is aligning very much so with Aries. And the Uranus-Pluto squares, I talked about that on a show a few weeks ago too, so it's interesting, but it's just too much to get into. But, you know, I work a lot with energy, so I'm just seeing these things. So it's kind of amazing. But today, you know, this energy is really making itself known, you know, the Venus and Capricorn energy, which is very strong in the Uranus-Pluto alignments and the Aries sign too. Well, you know, Jupiter is trining Sagittarius, and then it's going to go retrograde. So I think it's stations is 22 degrees, and then when it goes retrograde, it'll be, it's I guess, 12. And then next July, it'll be in a similar pattern. I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm seeing all these numbers. You know, I keep seeing 22 and 12, and I keep getting... look at the clock and that sort of thing, and I keep seeing those numbers. So those numbers are really important right now, those alignments. So it's about the expansion. It's about the unknown. It's about the future right now. You know, even though in fifth dimensional consciousness, now time is the most important, you know, we're still bridging two realities. So looking ahead and shifting things is part of what humanity is going through. You know, the Jaguar is really important right now. November the 26th was a really important date, and it has to do with, you know, the Pluto 12 degrees in Capricorn too. So there's a lot of Capricorn energy really making itself known right now. And, you know, the Uranus and Aries energy, like I said, is pretty powerful. The Pluto is 12 degrees in Capricorn. So all these different energies are culminating into the Uranus-Pluto sixth square that's happening December the 6th. So there's a lot going on. And, you know, this full moon in Gemini that just happened on Saturday could lead to some pretty intense things, and a lot of people stepping forward and revolution. So it could be, you know, things that are really standing out on the earth because there's so much light now. So it's equal and opposite reaction with energy. Or, you know, we talk about the revelation and revolution, but a revolution could be a revelation, okay? It doesn't necessarily have to mean violence or anything like that, even though, you know, with the light came a lot of agitation, a lot of different things on the planet. You know, I talked to other shows about how before periods of light, there are things that have to do with bleeding. And, you know, this Ebola thing was all over the place. Even though, you know, in periods of time, recently, a lot of people have died from a lot different things and more of it than Ebola, but it was just like a focus. And, you know, it was a focus to have people look at that part of themselves. You know, blood means love. So, time we look at that, you know, this sixth Uranus-Pluto square, we're shifting the way we see love. And this full moon, you know, opened us up to that. And, you know, seeing things in a different light, reshifting energy and new paradigm, you know, letting go of things in the past, which includes relationships and opening ourselves up to the unknown. You know, when you open up that forehead chakra, you connect with the unknown, and it allows you to start connecting to the knowing, you know, to knowing the unknown. So there's some pretty amazing things going on right now. You know, I could go on and on and on about it, you know, about the different alignments and different things like that. But those things aren't so important. It's what is going on within us, okay? So, you know, there's the Aquarius stuff going on, too, and Mars. And that's leading us into the new, okay? You hear about the age of Aquarius. That is opening us up to the new. You know, I'm seeing energy right now. And it's divine energy, and it's revealing itself to me because I communicate with that energy. And it goes beyond the cognitive and the mind. It goes into the heart and the subconscious and unconscious. So something's being unlocked. I keep seeing, you know, I was seeing seven different kind of like ruins that were showing different types of energy. And, you know, basically, ruins are ways of putting things that you see energetically into this realm, okay? And, you know, I did that. I was seeing these different symbols. So I there were seven of them. Then after that, yesterday, I did that yesterday morning around 11 o'clock. And then in the evening, I'm trying to remember exactly what time, I guess it doesn't really matter, but it was at an amazing time. I think it was at it started seeing two other energetic things, which was showing the unlocking of the merging of, you know, the uncognitive with the cognitive. So we have more understanding, we have more connection, we see from the heart. But it's also, you know, gateways opening up in the heart and things opening up within us, you know, like the forehead chakra and those sorts of things. And that's what all those alignments are. If you're interested, go and look at what's going on. I'm just going to the chat room, and it's people are saying it's good to hear your voice. So, yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? But, you know, sometimes it's time to be quiet. Sometimes more is said when things aren't said, you know. I'm talking about energy-wise, but also from the mouth, you know. That what I am a proxy of that energy. So by not talking, it was giving a message. And it was because I was working a lot with a lot of energy, and I needed to really focus. And it's all about the focus right now. You know, it comes from the heart, aligning with the forehead, you know, like I was saying. It was funny today. You know, I kept seeing different dogs and things like that. And somebody asked, what should I call this dog? And I said, Lucky or Lucy? And then I kept hearing some people talking about Lucy. You know, there's a movie called Lucy, right, with Scarlett Johansson, and she starts to use 100% of her brain. Well, she's unlocking, you know, the energy and expanding your energy. But also, you know, the forehead is right where the brain is. And I kept getting stuff about the knowing in the nose, and a lot of the energy has been in the nose area. It's going to start shifting after the 15th into the higher parts of the head. And, you know, that's when I was getting stuff about the resurrection within us. You know, it kind of flows. I'm talking about when, you know, people go through that resurrection. And it's just a shift of energy within, but there's a pause. And it may seem like death, but it's really like a rebirth. So this realignment with the forehead and the heart, you know, there's a pause. So some people may almost feel like they're going through a death. That's as simple as I can put it. But it's also a rebirth, okay? So, you know, a lot of people, prior to opening up their upper hearts, the pain body and the way they're feeling pain shifted. So, you know, this is the first phase. And then the second phase is, you know, this part where the forehead and the heart realign. But when this pause happens, the, you know, the prana tube that goes up and down the body starts to reconfigure. There's energy that flows around it. It's almost like loop-de-loops around it. And I was seeing a lot of changes with that. So, you know, the energy within humanity is really going to shift. I don't want to complicate it, make it too complicated to get people confused, but just know that there's going to be a shift, you know, and it takes a lot of grounding to the earth, but it also takes opening up yourself. So, you know, the energy, I'm seeing all the energy going just above the nose area. And then now I'm seeing it expand and shooting out the top of the head. So after the 15th, a lot of the energy will really open up. So it's about opening the heart. It's about realigning that heart and the thymus area. There's kind of like another thymus chakra there. They're all opening up right now. So, you know, prior to all these things opening up, there's a lot of congestion in that area. So if you're feeling a lot of congestion, kind of from, you know, kind of the top of the chest to just about the bridge of the nose to the mid-forehead area, it means that you're doing a lot of work, okay? So when all this happens, how we see ourselves and how we feel about things and how we feel about love even, and our clarity of thought, because, you know, we're connecting with the heart, things are revealed to us. And, you know, there's a lot of energy being given off, and this energy is being taken by Source. But when the energy leaves, there's a lot of spaces, right? And there's a lot of healing going on. But once we open up that forehead chakra, then, you know, there's balance. There's true love, and fifth dimensional consciousness really opens up. So, you know, I've talked about this in more depth in other shows. So, you know, you may find that you're really attracted to nature, to your true being, to your light, to feeling, you know, love that you didn't feel before. You know, you may have suppressed it, but, you know, there'll be a lot of tears. So, and also there's a lot of garbage being released and a lot of healing going on. You know, when I, yesterday morning, when I was seeing this energetic stuff going on, you know, I was seeing things flipping and shifting and light and dark and blending. It was pretty amazing. You know, there were seven different things revealed to me energetically, how they shifted and how they changed. And then there was an eighth one in the evening at 8:20 or 8:40. Okay, I actually wrote it down. But I started feeling things around 8:20. And I was seeing this iridescent globe, which almost from the top looked like a hot cross bun, but it was long and narrow. I was seeing the earth resurrecting and the energy of the earth shifting, and that energy of the earth pulling and expanding. So instead of being like a globe, it's more like sort of like an egg shape or an oblong oval shape that's going on. And that is happening within us, okay? You know, I call it the globe of light. And this will be happening for a lot of humanity on or just before December the 15th. And also, you know, I was talking on one of the shows about the forehead chakra. You know, when it opens up, it reveals virtues. And you know what I was seeing? Now, this is really kind of going to blow your mind or some people's minds. I was seeing Pandora's box in the forehead and how, you know, when the box is closed, you know, there are things that kind of remained in there. But what flew out, some of the stuff was good stuff, but some of the stuff was kind of dark. Because, you know, Pandora's box is where, kind of where this is what I'm getting right now, is where the 3D polaric stuff really came from, okay? That's when things really started to shift. But, you know, this is opening up. Because there were other virtues in Pandora's box. You know, they said that, you know, in some of the stories that hope flew out, so it gave humanity hope. So this energy of the forehead chakra is basically Pandora's box, okay? But it in a good way, you know, because things have been balanced. So it didn't go to waste having that box shut and the things that were left in there. But, you know, I know that whenever white light is being directed and being used by a group of people, equal and opposite reaction happen, okay? So when that happens, you know, there's going to be a lot of light and a lot of stuff opening. So there could be a lot of other things that might not be so great happening. But I was talking about that Jenga, where if we do it quickly and we do it with purpose and we do it with love and we look at our things, issues or whatever you want to call them, and release them, and we see beyond that, it may go really smoothly and just go boop and, you know, change really quickly. You know, I was talking about the age of Aquarius. I was talking about love. I was talking about the forehead chakra and seeing beyond this reality and the balance of the masculine and feminine. It's all about the divine. The divine energy is, of course, a reflection of us, but it's like us being like the fingertips of that energy. So what we're basically doing too when we open up that Pandora's box is, I'm just using it as an analogy. you know, but I see it as Pandora's box, and I was seeing it energetically, so pretty much that's what it is. So it's about blending the non-cognitive and the cognitive now, coming from the heart. And, you know, some pretty amazing stuff is happening right now. So yippee-ki-yo. And I really think the Jaguar has something to do with that energy too, because I'm feeling it. You know, I was talking about letting go of the past and relationships and going beyond, you know, what we see here. You know, that full moon really opened up that energy for us. And, you know, a lot of the energy lately has been doing that for us. You know, a lot of people see themselves as vulnerable. You know, I was getting a lot of messages this morning, and we're only vulnerable if we see ourselves as vulnerable. You know, I kept seeing when people go through that resurrection of that energy and that pause that I was talking about a few minutes ago, that they can, if they want to, disappear, like not be in physical form anymore. But we're making a shift in physical body, an ascension as a group collective in physical body. So we want to get past that. So when you're feeling like that, I'm just saying, see yourself as strong, seeing yourself as totally capable. See, you know, the pranic tube within your body expanding and becoming more energetic and going past, you know, the forehead and into the crown and out of the top of the head. You know, see that energy swirling together, not being stagnant and ending at a certain point, okay? So I experience and feel things because, in a way, I'm the proxy of balance of energy here. So I really feel it, and I'm extremely empathic. So whatever the earth is experiencing, whatever humanity is experiencing, I feel it. Another thing I should mention, yesterday I was feeling a lot of light, but there was kind of like a pause I was feeling with the earth. So the earth is going through that final stage of resurrection. And, you know, light has to do with electricity. And my fridge is still working, but it's funny, the top part of the freezer part of my fridge isn't keeping things frozen, okay? So it's not working the way it should be working. And I keep hearing that we have to lower and get to the end of that electrical charge before we shift the other electrical charge, okay, into, you know, what we're going to experience in this time of great shift and resurrection. Anyway, you know, I was seeing energetically, you know, the dark and the light kind of, and two realities exchanging energy. It is funny, I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were saying that I was asking about their aunt who had tachycardia. You know, and with heart conditions, you can have tachycardia, which is too fast of a heartbeat, and bradycardia, which is a real slow heartbeat, right? But some people experience what they call an extra heartbeat, which is, you know, another electrical impulse which starts up. Basically, when, you know, the forehead opens and the heart restarts, and I'm talking about the electrical energy there, there's a pause, and then there's another type of electricity that's going to start. But it's a pulse changes, and the electromagnetic field and the electrical within the body shifts and changes. So a lot of people are going through this right now. I mean, some people go through it before December 15th. So you may feel really crappy, and you may be shocking things left and right. It's funny because, you know, a few weeks ago I kept shocking people, but my son yesterday said to me, "Mom, I'm shocking everything, and I've never done this before." So I was, you know, all these ideas are in my head, but when, you know, I do these shows and I'm connecting with Source, they all connect, okay? So there's going to be this pause. And I know there was a point on the Earth just recently where, you know, the dark energy came full force because the light was so bright. And Source energy protected humanity. And there was like a pause and a removal, like Jenga, like the, you know, the energy was protected and removed and then brought back again. You know, there's this kind of a backup system and a power level, but, you know, like I was seeing in the fridge, you know, the power is kind of dying and it's not at full force. And, you know, I know that it's going to click back on again because these things happen all the time. You know, when I was feeling a lot of electricity within my body, you know, a couple of years ago, I was blowing out computers. I was blowing out, you know, power drills, beaters, you know, everything, and mixers. And, you know, I'm not the only one that's seeing this. Just to mention, Carol's been getting lately that Carol Guy, that there's just a bit of energy left for this reality. So, you know, we're kind of merging kind of energies together to reboot it to another caliber, another total way of being, okay? And also, I just got me thinking, yesterday a friend of mine told me that she, at work, the whole electrical system was being revamped and the computer system was being changed and the network. And I kept thinking, you know, the network's being shifted. It's like us with telepathy, you know. I was instructed by Source to go on Facebook in 2008 because I was supposed to help people connect telepathically, and that's where it was really going to go full force into. Pretty amazing stuff. You know, also, we all dream, but, you know, some people don't remember their dreams. But when all this is happening, you know, when your heart opens and, you know, the thymus opening happens and, you know, all those chakras, you know, in the nose and the mouth, and the forehead chakra opens, it really connects us with the subconscious, you know, the forehead chakra opening. And I've talked about that on the show too, when I've talked about forehead chakra. It allows us to connect with our subconscious. So a lot of people that couldn't remember the dreams are going to suddenly start remembering the dreams. And we're going to have a collective conscious dream too. So a lot of really amazing things are going to happen with that too. I was given one main message yesterday. There are two more keys. You know, those seven, you know, energetic things that were going on yesterday and we're gearing up to the 15th and the forehead chakra opening, the Uranus Pluto square, the sixth one, there are going to be two more keys to shift us really into fifth dimensional consciousness, if you haven't already been into it. And I think I talked at the beginning of the show about magic opening up October the 23rd, but the magic will really open up when these keys get activated. And I energetically saw those too. You know, I was watching this show on television, and I don't know why I was watching it yesterday, but it doesn't surprise me. You know, you probably heard of the show called Resurrection, but there was one part in particular where this lady who had resurrected was talking to this other lady that she didn't really want to be there. She told her how to disappear. You know, when you go through, like I was saying, when you go through that resurrection where there's an energy pause and then things get rebooted energetically, and the heart and the forehead chakra reconnect, you know, you have an option. You have an option just to disappear and become energy, or you have the option to become, you know, stay in the physical form. But she actually dissed this lady to get her to feel guilty and to make her disappear. So, you know, all this is just coming to me right now. Anyway, try it out. That's what I heard this morning. Try it out. It's a whole new system, a whole new electrical system. And I got that the electromagnetic field and electrical system within us keeps us here. And we can go if the system goes or stops or pauses, or we lose the will to be here. You know, you've heard a lot of people recently dying, and a lot of young people. Well, they just lost the will to be here. They didn't want to be here anymore. They made that decision. And it's you know, a big decision that people have to make right now. The earth, life and love keeps us here. So really ground yourself to the earth right now. You know, I've been talking about ascending in the physical body and staying. Experience this, because it's an amazing time, okay? But also, you know, relationships and people. You know, a lot of us, or some of us anyway, turned away from people because the energetic level wasn't on par with how we were feeling. But, you know, it's important that we really connect with people, because we're taking them with us. You know, you've heard about people getting depressed because they don't get enough sunlight and stuff like that. Well, people give us, you know, ignite our own energy within us, okay? We're supposed to use our solar plexus energy to fuel us, to give us vitality. And when we lose a lot of that toxic stuff that we've held in 3D, you know, because there's always an equal and opposite reaction. When there's light, there's dark. And, you know, we hold it within us. So it's important to let that go and to feel that light and shine that light. But just to let you know, in the cosmos, when something happens in the microcosm, it happens in the macrocosm, right? So at a cellular level, we're more vitalized and energized when we release and we take in more light. Well, we're also more energized and vitalized when we take in more sunlight. You know, the people, when they don't get enough vitamin D, they don't feel that great. And I talked about that on shows too. You know, it's important that you get enough vitamin D. It's important you get enough love. It's important that you connect to people. You know, I kept seeing indigos grounding, you know, help humanity. And it was going as a wave. I kept seeing this wave of energy. Pretty amazing. You know, I want to talk maybe a little bit more about that resurrection stuff. You know, humanity is going into fifth dimensional consciousness. The earth is already in fifth dimensional consciousness. The earth is already going through a resurrection. I believe that's why there's so many shows about resurrection, changing of the heart right now. You know, it's a reflection of what is happening in the collective consciousness within humanity. You know, I've talked on the show about ascension being like a metamorphosis, a transfiguration, a change of energy within us. You know, it's really important right now, okay? And it's important for the earth right now. And it's what we have to do, or humanity has to do, to go to the next step, okay? Beyond, you know, this reality. You know, there's different stages and I'll talk about them on different shows, but just know that, you know, the energy within humanity is shifting. And, you know, whatever happens within us happens around us, and how we, you know, when we see ourselves as love, we reflect love around us. When we hold all this energy within us that's toxic,
we reflect that energy around us. You know, we're a balance of light and dark energy, or black light energy and white energy. So it's important that we see this within our lives and see these different perspectives. And when we open up the forehead chakra, we see things in a more thorough, mature perspective, in a more magnified perspective. And the resurrection of this, living, you know, I was seeing the energy within us and the energy on the outside of us becoming more in tune together. So resurrection is like a balance of that. And I think those seven signs that I was seeing were actually showing energetically how it happens, okay, or was representative of how it happens. You know, language came because of the mind, because of polarity. People communicated more with the heart before the fallen consciousness. You know, what I was seeing was allowing how we express ourselves verbally to how we express ourselves non-verbally or non-cognitively, like telepathy. When the forehead chakra opens, it will allow us to connect, you know, in a non-cognitive way. So words will not have that symbolic meaning that they have right now. You know, English is really compressed, and I noticed a lot of people really don't care how they express themselves lately. They're not worried about grammar and all those different things. It usually means big changes are happening, okay? And I know some people have been really fidgety and nitpicky about that, but that's really a reflection of what's happening right now. You know, I was talking about those keys that are opening these things up within us. Those inner keys in that space in us, in the space without, are really reflections of each other. And when we open ourselves up to the subconscious and the unconscious and the conscious and everything else, when the forehead chakra opens up, it allows us to understand divine will. And, you know, that's why those virtues are so important. You know, some people that are oracles can translate these symbols, okay? But it's not for everyone until that forehead opens up, okay? I keep seeing the body is being desecrated. The body, but desecration doesn't mean it's being messed up. It means it's being changed, okay? I was watching the Person of Interest show a few days ago, but it's standing out in my mind right now. The character says, every time I do something good around here, all I get from the employer is paper cuts and messes. you know, it's taking physical energy right now, but it's being shown to us, okay? It's all about free will, but it's also the way things happen as a collective consciousness. But there's a mass healing going on right now, and it's important that we see blessings around us and see blessings within us. And this healing is a blessing. You know, you know, what is going on to the earth is going to be happening within humanity. I keep seeing two sides, and they have to come together and meet and connect. You know, and I keep seeing energy expanding. And I kept getting, you know, like, it happens twice. It happens three times. I'm talking about resurrection. So there's different phases to it, okay, as different things happen. As we get past the nose and we open up the chakras past the nose, everything starts to happen, you know. So, you know, the earth is merging that energy right now. So a lot is going on, and a lot did happen at the top of the world, you know, and different spots in the world. We're going back and seeing patterns. We're seeing things that haven't worked. Energy areas are closing down and new energies opening up. It's because, you know, things that were not working for us have left, and new things are opening up within us. But, you know, like, people are seeing new wormholes, they're seeing new energy, they're seeing, you know, different planets and different things. It's an amazing time. You know, a lot of those space beings are out right now just seeing all this happening, just watching it all. You know, I believe I talked about this on one of the shows with Carol in 2009. You know, there was a wormhole that opened up near the sun, and you could really see it in the northern hemisphere, in Norway and Canada. You may have heard about that. Well, it's happening, you know, in different areas for different reasons now. So as we go through ascension, because we're still in physical body and some of us are still in 3D consciousness and fourth dimensional consciousness, there's going to be more dark appearing when there's more light. You know, the ascension is taking in more light and expanding our energy and becoming more electrical. So there's going to be more dark along with that. Thing is, if we look at ourselves and see that part of ourselves and see where that dark is and accept it and integrate it, you know, things won't collapse. The more something new comes along, the more the old disappears, okay? So there's going to be a whole new reality opening up to us. It's already happening. It's, you know, some people say that it was an illusion that all this happened. You know, we created things and we shifted energy within us. So it changed what went on the outside of us. And now it's kind of reversing. But in a physical way, okay? So, you know, there's this resurrection of energy. It's just a shifting of energy. You know, people talk about, you know, ascended masters resurrecting. To some degree, they did, but they didn't stay in physical form. They were in their light body form. Humanity is staying in physical form, so it's totally different what is happening. You know, it's and when you go through that resurrection, you see things so clearly. You see things in a totally different, you know, from more like a 360 aspect, you know, in a larger form. So, you know, we're going to be seeing the magic, seeing what we can do, utilizing it, manifesting, and restructuring, and creating something totally amazing, okay? You know, I was telling you I was seeing black swans, you know, and it was 27 black swans. I ran out and counted them. And I, you know, black swans don't fly away for the winter. So, anyway... So that's something magic about them, too. These black swans mean something unusual, something amazing is happening every time I see them. You know, I see black swans as blessings. You know, and there's 27, so I was seeing 27. So we have 27 choices. 27 choices to pick from. But once we open up our forehead chakra, and decide what reality we want to really have here, we can pick, you know, or create something totally different, something new. I was seeing it all as a kaleidoscope. I was having a vision, and I was, you know, seeing all these different aspects and reflections of each one, but they were all different.
there are beings that are keep throwing this war and destruction of the earth, but they're only doing it to take our focus off of what we have to do here and to keep 3D polarity, but it's not really working. You know, you're noticing that, you know, things are happening in certain areas where there's a lot of light, but it happens, and then it happens very quickly. It goes away. It may not seem like it, but it actually is happening more quickly. So the quicker we do this, the more aware we are, the more graceful can be the change, and the more amazing it can be. You know, I had some visions and some experiences of going into the new reality, and I talked about them on other shows. But I remember when humanity would go there and flip. The memory flips. The memory shifts. And, you know, basically, people will totally forget there ever was a 3D reality, okay? Everybody right now in this reality within themselves, because it's, you know, the energy still within the body, it doesn't go beyond the body. They have their own reality. But when we expand our energy, it's sort of like tickly fingers that connect with each other, and we can connect our realities more. There's periods of time where we kind of tickle a little bit and we connect and resonate with other people. So it's all about just allowing flow, allowing the energy to shift, allowing the energy to flow together, and you know, seeing these new things. You know, recently, like I was saying, you know, like a friend of mine was getting electrical system changed at work, but they were also getting a whole new computer system. Well, since this last Uranus-Pluto square happened in April, the throat one, a lot of creativity and a lot of other things have been opening, you know, like the temporal area of the brain now is going to be opening up. And that's where all the creative stuff comes from. So you think that technology is advancing pretty amazingly right now? Well, just don't hold your breath. It's really going to start like a rocket ship, going to be really, really zooming forward. So, you know, the way, the structure of our reality is really changing. It's all about momentum and building up that momentum. I was seeing that, and I'll remember exactly what I saw. You know, I was saying, you know, like that about a pacemaker, that friend of mine, well, maybe I didn't talk about that story, that their aunt had an extra heartbeat, so she had to have that, make the pulse stop and had to have a pacemaker put in to start it up again. You know, my refrigerator is kind of having an extra beat there, and it's not pumping the way it should. And I'm going to go off the air, but people that are listening by phone will be able to continue to hear me talk. You know, this refrigerator has to do with electrical energy, right? And it's not working, and it's not pumping the way it should, you know, and it needs that new burst of energy. It needs that building of that momentum that we're building up. You know, remember I was talking about a few weeks ago, people that have listened, about, you know, building up energy, and then all of a sudden the momentum happens, the big bang happens. Well, that's going to happen. We're building that momentum, and it will happen quickly. You know, like those wooden pegs that you pull out of Jenga and you put more pegs back and it happens really quickly. You know, I'm going to keep going, okay? It could rise really quickly. It could change really quickly. Our reality could change very quickly. It could happen any time now over the next few years. You know, we are beings of love. We're not beings of war. That is the opposite, you know, to love, anger, and war. The magic of the divine creative nature is released now. We have that within us to release that and to raise in consciousness very quickly. And our reality can change really quickly. You know, I was saying I was seeing those numbers, a lot of 12s lately, you know, a lot of 2s, you know, multiples of 2s. You know, but when we create balance within the forehead chakra, you know, it causes us to have more peace, more balance. We do feel emotions. We feel intensity of emotions. But that peace and that strong focus is what carries us to the fifth dimension and that resurrection, okay? So that light, it's important that we shine that light. But also bear in mind, because we're in 3D, that there's opposites still, okay? A few weeks ago, I was doing a lot of light work, and I was seeing a lot of dark. So I had to deal with that within me. And being an original one, we have a lot more dark, okay? So there's a lot more to deal with. But I did it, pretty amazing. You know, it's important that we send out love. It's important that we feel this. We feel who we really are. You know, lately, because of my light and my love that I've been reflecting, I've noticed that a lot of people on Facebook were reflecting a lot of anger back over the last few weeks. And, you know, I didn't take it personally, but I understood what was happening. You know, but one person was a little bit over the edge. So, you know, people were getting upset. So I just kind of said, you know, you can't do that. But, you know, it's understandable because of my light. Anyway, it's important we take responsibility. It's important we look at our stuff. It's important that we understand our stuff. You know, a lot of us have been doing a lot of work. You know, even though we've done the work, we're doing the work still because, you know, we're grounding the energy here. We're feeling what humanity is feeling. So, you know, it's all part of it. And, you know, I would say we got through a pretty intense time, and it's going to be even more intense. But whatever doesn't kill us, that expression makes us stronger, okay? Every time I go through, you know, different increments or however you want to say it, I feel stronger. It's all about integration of the energy bodies too. You know, once the energy within us starts to expand, then all the energy bodies are going to connect with each other. So they won't be fighting each other, or they won't see themselves as separate. So this is part of the ascension too. You know, and it can, like I said, happen very quickly. You know, the energetic centers past the nose and, you know, the upper heart are really involved in ascension. But, you know, the higher bodies that we have are also involved with ascension. But this is a physical. So they have to embrace each other. They have to love each other. There can't be any, you know, what do you call it, repelling. I think that's why the electromagnetic field and that resurrection subsequently happens. Because for all of them to merge, the electromagnetic field has to go boop, has to stop for a while. And the electricity has to have it pause. You know, the emotional bodies are part of who we are. You know, all the different bodies, the astral bodies and all the other bodies within us are all part of us. You know, all the energy within us, every cell is all part of us. You know, in 3D, we see things as separate. You know, and we tried to compartmentalize things to do this, to try to make things get together again. But energetically, it wasn't happening. So things got put in little boxes, okay, within us. So we had to release these little boxes. We have to embrace all our energy. And what I was seeing in those, you know, seven different energetic templates that were happening was the merging of all those different things, okay? So that's basically what is happening within humanity right now
you know, humanity is going through an ascension. Humanity is going through a death and a reawakening. And it has to do with electricity. And it doesn't really matter if you totally understand it. Just know that it is happening. And, you know, the vibration, even if we're in really high vibration, we're going through an ascension here, all of us. You know, because by proxy, a lot of beings are here so they can carry that energy to people on other planets, in other galaxies, and everything, okay? You know, I kept seeing, too, that something about viruses, when you go through this ascension, there's some type of change, but it's like something, a totally different body happens. You know, like some type of foreign body happens. But it's not foreign. It's our body. But it just becomes changed. When I was watching that show, I kept seeing stuff about, you know, these beings or these people that were resurrecting had to go through, you know, like this virus to integrate so they could stay, okay? This funny thing is that, you know, a lot of this energy that I've been working with has been, you know, like release energy, but I've been taking it through my body. So it was, a lot of the symptoms were kind of like a virus within my body. It's just funny, you know, all these things that, you know, you see around you. So the destructuring is happening right now. And it's not a bad thing, okay? A whole new reality will be coming upon us. It's already there. It's just our energy and realigning with it. You know, I was talking about that alignment on December the 3rd, you know, the Mercury, Venus, and Saturn aligning with the pyramids. You know, it's funny, you know, I was saying the Shekinah energy, you know, hasn't really been on the Earth for over 2,000 years. Well, you know, it's 2,737 since that happened. So, there's something going on. You know, also, I talked a little bit a while ago, and I'm not exactly sure when, about, you know, a lot of the Jewish holidays and the red moons aligning. We've already had two red moons, so there's two more ahead. And this talks about when the times come for the revelation and the revolution and the energy and the change of energy. You know, this is the time of the beginning of the release of magic back into the world. I'm talking about white magic, you know, the magic, the original creative energy. It wasn't hidden. It was just part of us that was in the subconscious. And it was there for a purpose. And we came here and experienced things for a purpose, okay? There's always a purpose in everything. That energy go. Let that virus or that foreign body within your body that's hanging on. If you're seeing things about blood and that sort of thing, what is love doing around you? You know, are people that you thought you cared about, are they disappearing in your life right now? Are they letting go? It's time to let go of things that... And, you know, I don't mean to use the word things, but across the board, release what doesn't serve you, you know. And some people may want to hang on, and it may be what you have to do. But, you know, some people will find that, you know, this is being released. There was something else that I saw. I kept seeing deception and a fake face. But part of the face was torn, so you could see that it wasn't who it was trying to be. So know that when we open up that forehead chakra, we will be able to see that, see truth. We've already opened up the throat chakra to speak truth. The forehead chakra allows us to have the knowing, to know truth. So, you know, shine that light. Have that understanding
be who you are. Celebrate that energy. These are times when we have greater understanding and we know what's going on. I'm just going to check the somebody. I'm just going to read what was in the chat. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Okay. This person saying, I'm an indigo and a rainbow warrior, and I definitely feel more grounded now than I ever. It feels so wonderful. I've locked all the chakras for 15 minutes once by meditating. It changed my life. This proved to me that evolution ascension is literally up. So people are having feelings, you know. And a lot of the indigos are already, they already have all those chakras ready to roll, you know, and they're really feeling it now. They're feeling the good stuff. Because a lot of them didn't feel good for a while and didn't understand why. It's because they were holding the energy for the planet, for the ascension. You know, love is like a glue. It keeps us all from breaking apart. You know, within us, we have that electromagnetic field that keeps the physical aspect of ourselves together in the cellular level. You know, electricity and, you know, the protons and neutrons and everything are, you know, at that level. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Uranus-Pluto square. And let me just see if I can have some time to do that. Got to go to my wall because I think I posted something there for myself. I was talking about on Facebook today about having dreams and visions about jaguars. Well, it's just showing that you know, something new and amazing is happening, but it's also, it has to do with that energy of that resurrection energy. So I'm feeling the flow really powerfully today. Well, let me just see. I'll talk a little bit about the full moon in Gemini. This is from Cosmic Life Coach, Awakening to the Energy Around Us. I'll go put that in the chat room. I'm trying to, you know, like, extend this a little longer. So, you know, this recording. Astrology, December the 6th, 2014, full moon in Gemini. So it's cosmiclifecoach.com/2014, 12th to 6th, astrology-December 6th, 2001, full moon in Gemini. It has here, to effectively communicate, we must realize we're all different in the way we perceive the world and use this understanding as a guide to our communication with others. Tony Robbins. But, you know, like I was saying, we're all going to expand our energy and be able to connect and communicate after we open up that forehead chakra. So the last full moon of the year is occurring today in community 14 degrees. This was December the 6th. Full moons are a time of illumination and culmination and as a time of release. So this is a really big release time for people. They also represent a period of when we must find a way to balance or integrate opposing forces, as in the case of today's full moon. You know, I was talking about the forehead. We're going to really be balancing our energy, you know, when we do that. But this full moon in Gemini, you know, the opposing and, you know, the twins or whatever they want to call it, you know, they are balancing each other. So it says this balancing the philosophical side of our nature dictated by the Sagittarius sun with the communicative aspect of ourself, which is symbolized by opposing Gemini moon. To backtrack, 2 weeks ago during the Sagittarius new moon, and there's a lot of Sagittarius energy right now, right? Seeds were planted to gain a wider perspective to our lives, so more understanding. Now with this full moon, these seeds are coming to fruition and we're beginning to incorporate or thread that new awareness into our daily life via our interactions with the world Gemini. The full moon in Mercury rule Gemini can be viewed as networking moon in some ways. It's about, you know, it's about communication. It's about expanding our scope of influence in the world. So going beyond ourselves, not holding ourselves up. You know, some people, especially the indigos, are finding now they going out into the world, they're not withdrawing. They're saying, wow, this is great. You know, my son's going back and enjoying school. You know, a lot of indigos are doing that, especially the younger ones right now. They felt kind of lost for a while, but now it's really opening up. You know, this expansion is amazing. It's allowing us to prime, to mingle with others that we hadn't associated with before. And in the process of interacting, we're also learning to become more sociably adaptable. And the forehead chakra is really going to allow us to do this too. And as becoming more aware how we each have our unique take on things and how we can help the greater whole. You know, we're all connected. The secret of many men's success in the world resides in his insight into the moods of men and his tact in dealing with them. You know, it's all about feeling those emotions, balancing the masculine, feminine within you, and seeing beyond yourself, seeing that we are able to go beyond ourselves and not struggle within ourselves. When we feel good within ourselves and we don't have that struggle anymore, we open ourselves up to people around us, okay? It's an undeniable truth. Fear of life closes off more opportunities for us than fear or death ever has. And that was written by Agnes Moorehead. So anyway, you can go look at that site. It's pretty amazing. I want to go and try to find that information that I had put here earlier. And I hopefully I can find it. About the Uranus-Pluto square. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here's something. It's funny, I went to the site about, you know, December's evolution. It's called templeofthejaguar.wordpress.com. 2014-11-29, December's revolution and evolution. So, you know, the Uranus-Pluto squares that we're going through are allowing us to really go through that evolutionary, but it's just a reflection of what is going on within humanity, okay? Anyway, this article is a metaphysical mystery. And December's revolution, evolution, 6th Uranus-Pluto square. Be sure to be a holiday. This is sure to be a holiday season unlike any other. So I'm getting so excited here, I can't talk. So if you're tuned into the ethers at all, you may be sensing something unusual is up in the cosmos and raining more than a little anxiety and depression to what is usually a festive time of year. This is because Uranus, the planet of independence, revolution, shock, and change, is squaring off with Pluto. The sixth round, I'm adding that. The planet of death, transformation, secrets, and rebirth. And we're actually coming kind of out of this a little bit. We're going out and doing the stuff. These two planetary energies squaring precipitate rebellion against the plutocracy powers of the world. You know, the powers that have tried to control. They're saying, we're not doing this anymore. So whenever we find those powers, whether it's big banking government or a controlling dictating spouse, if it doesn't nurture your soul, these two powerhouses will force you to change, confront, rebel, and eventually get rid of it. To give you some idea about the influence, the orbit of Pluto is 248 years, and the last time Pluto entered Capricorn, 1762 to 1778, and I just happened to be a Capricorn who has a moon in Sagittarius, coincide with the Declaration of Independence and the American Revolution. So, tells you pretty strong energy was going on there, right? As of today, November 26, 2014, when this was posted, Uranus and Pluto are now on the same degree, 12th of their respective signs. And I talked about that date just, you know, a few minutes ago on the show. Uranus is at Aries at 90 degrees of Pluto in Capricorn. And I find that, you know, I'm Capricorn energy, and I have a lot of Aries around me right now. These two have been squaring off since June 2012, and they're meeting on December 15th for the sixth time, with the seventh and final squaring coming March 2015. So the seventh one, the crown chakra one, is going to be happening then. So essentially, the energy of the square is gaining momentum and will be effective until post-holidays. So why are these two planetary energies throwing chaos and confusion into our stockings? They don't have to, you know that, eh? I just talked about that a few minutes ago. Because we can change things very quickly.
if we have intent, we look at our issues and we really set energy. And we shine that light. We have understanding of our dark. First, you have to understand why the disruption is important. These two planetary energies are, in the most gentle terms, combusting the old paradigm. So, you know, I was talking about the energy that I was seeing that is, you know, shifting from one way or one energy to a totally different energy and frequency. Even my fridge is showing me that, you know, and all the snow melted outside. You know, snow holds energy, so a lot of energy is being released right now. You know, the paradigm energy that modeled the world and the way of living based on identifying entirely with our 3D ego selves, looking at that, never encouraged cultivating a spiritual dimension or seeking a balanced relationship between the masculine and feminine. I live in a place, they say here, that was very invested in that model. Since these series of squares initiated back in the summer of 2012, I and many others have witnessed the fall of grace of many people, businesses, and governments that flourished under the old energy, which... So it's meant to be, you know, this energy is changing, which essentially encouraged success at any cost and maintenance of public image. You know, people such as Lance Armstrong, Alex Rodriguez, and the news right now, Bill Cosby, we're also waking up to the harsh realities, and that's a lot of male energy, by the way. It's the distorted male energy, though, which is in North America. We're also waking up to the harsh realities as places as Ferguson, Missouri, and deep questioning about the integrity of those whom we trust to serve with justice and integrity on behalf of all people. We have seen rebellions in countries such as China, Brazil, Turkey, and Egypt. I'm getting a little low in battery, so I grab another phone so I don't go boop. Okay. Let me switch it here. Hello? So, you know, a lot of things are happening, but it's, you know, a reflection of rebellion, but it's also a reflection of how much light there is. So I was talking about the rebellion in countries such as Brazil, Turkey, and Egypt, and in China. And the U.S. issues a Big Brother-style surveillance come to light, you know, about them surveying the Internet even. And, you know, they're using a lot of cold to hold that information. So a lot of cold is being released. I just noticed that. You know, this surveillance is coming to light. We're becoming aware of it. Increasing invasion by privacy by structures that are living their usefulness. So, you know, when the Mercury retrogrades that I've talked about, we've gone back and looked at what hasn't worked. And we've each time we do that before Uranus-Pluto square, there's a big, massive shift and a change within us. And each one corresponds with an energetic chakra, our body within us. You know, we've gone through, we're going to go through seven of them. We're going into the sixth right now. So that's amazing. You know, the microcosm and the macrocosm jive together. You know, some of the people responsible for bringing these plutonium power issues to surface and exposing them were figures that personified Uranian energy. Edward Snowden being the most obvious. Uranus represents breaking free from the past, often in unique, shocking, and spontaneous ways. You know, a lot of people right now are breaking from that energy. They're quitting their jobs. They're looking at what they're doing and how toxic it is to them. I know a lot of people that have a lot of money, and they're looking at their lives and saying, I don't like this. I don't like doing what I'm doing. I'm going to quit. So they're just quitting, and they're giving their money away. Okay? In the tarot, Uranus square Pluto could be symbolized as the tower card. And lately I've been seeing tower, the tower, the 9/11 tower, and I've been seeing the CN tower. So I know this tower energy is important. It's change catalyzed by electric bolt of lightning. There goes that electricity again, the Uranus, to the very structures of Pluto that no longer serve us on individual and collective levels. Notice how sometimes we stay in relationship jobs or places that may feel secure. And I've done that too. But I've also gone the other way. But sometimes those things we find most familiar become our own prisons. Do we really want to be in prisons? As Nietzsche Chet so eloquently said, you need chaos in your soul to give birth to a dancing star. So, you know, there
like I was talking about before, to go through a resurrection, you need to have like sort of like a breakdown and a pause and energy released, and then it restarted up again, you know? And it's happening. It's happened to me. It's going to happen to a lot of people. It may not seem fun, but after it happens, you're like, wow, thank God that happened. Uranus square Pluto is beautiful in the chaos it creates because it pulls back the veil, so to speak. Notice the havoc of lightning storm doesn't discriminate. There's the lightning again. Wealth entitles me nothing as the king and the peasant fall equally from the tower. You know that thing about if you don't have food and you have tons of money, you can't eat money. You know, we're no different than each other. You know, I think the last show I did, I talked about how like 300 years ago, or I might have written that on my Facebook wall, that there was less discrimination racially. And it's been created, you know. It's those compartmentalizations. And now we're changing all that. You know, we're no different than each other. We're all one. If you take the analogy of the old paradigm as being played and you in the audience watching, you told a story from actors that have rehearsed their lines and know what script is ahead of time, yet the lightning introduces you to everything. I haven't read this article, by the way. I just found it and grabbed it. I saw that panther and I said, okay, this is it. It pulls back the curtain and lets you in, the viewer, the observer. Which one are you? You're both. Separate into the character. Who that person playing the character actually is in their real life. And guess what? It's revealing some pretty ugly pictures of the world, or should I say tuning some worlds upside down. So when we look at the dark within ourselves, we're not trying to hide from it. When we hide the dark within ourselves, we hide the dark outside of ourselves. And some people have done some really bad things, and they buried it. You know, it isn't humanity's true nature. So this is becoming more apparent as we look at the dark side of ourselves. And, you know, these Uranus-Pluto squares are shocking us or revolting us into doing this. Or we're doing it and it's just a reflection of that, okay, more like it. This aspect is quite difficult if you're uncomfortable with the prospect of change. The harder you grasp and try to force things to remain the same, the more it'll bring you to your knees, okay? Just remind that. Just go with the flow. You don't want to end up on your knees and your electricity to go. There is so much potential that this energy has to teach, though. If you can embrace the not knowing of change, or you can just open yourself up to the knowing, this is my opinion, and the transformation, then you will flow into it, okay? What if you knew the universe wanted to transform you from a caterpillar to a butterfly, but you so hung up in being a caterpillar that you couldn't envision a unique and powerful transformation? Like how humanity is expanding their energy and shifting their consciousness and going into love consciousness, opening the heart, speaking from the heart, opening up all those chakras is what the Uranus-Pluto is all about. How a reflection of what's going on within us. The powerful forces initiating change in your life are most likely beyond your control, but now how you choose to react to them is not. It is often times best to remember during these transits that you were in the world, but not of it. You know, we are spiritual beings choosing to have this experience, okay? And there a lot of people wrote notes about their thoughts on that. So, a lot to think about, and I think I'll try to talk about that jaguar. You know, I know that I've been seeing a lot of rabbits lately, and it's showing that humanity is going through a lot of spiritual, jumps. And let's see. It's very close. You know, it's really funny. In the book Animals Speak by Ted Andrews, the rabbit is very close to the cougar or the jaguar. Oh, here it is. Just a few pages away. There's nothing really on the jaguar, but there's something on the snow leopard. And the leopards and jaguars are the two spotted members of the big cat family. Often they're linked and called the same name, giving the generic name a panther. A study of the selection of panthers will reveal even further insight. Of all the big cats, leopards are the best at stalking prey. They can remain silent and inconspicuous. And they're only within a few feet of their prey. They reveal themselves only for a few seconds at the instant of attack. So, you know, I was saying that this resurrection and this energy, to have it happen really quickly and not to go to the revolution, the energy has to go in and out really quickly, and we have to be aware of and balance the energy and the dark side within us. And it's funny, you know, the leopards have spots. They're light and dark, you know, have both. So that's pretty amazing, and the jags, too. They have hunting instinct and intuition, which allows the cubs to, you know, to almost like just show up. They're very intuitive, and humanity is going to be becoming very intuitive. You know, that forehead chakra opens you up to knowing. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that I've been seeing this, okay? I want to go through this really fast because I'm just trying to scan it so I can go through it really fast and get the gist of it. But you can go back and to go into page 315 of Animal Speak, The Snow Leopard by Ted Andrews, okay? If you want to read more about it, if you have the book. There's an old story of Malarpa, Tibet's poet saint, who was stranded for 6 months in the grave cave of conquering demons. I keep getting the 6 months, too. When his followers went to find him, they found he'd been transferred into a snow leopard. The snow leopard is a totem that reflects a renewed energy. So, you know, that resurrection, the transformation, the ability and opportunity to conquer one's own demons. And I was talking about these are the times that we look at that dark energy within ourselves. And we can give it up to Source if we want to release it, but we really have to look at it. Those with this totem could well do to research and meditate on the life of this Tibet saint. I keep getting information about Tibet, too. You know, it has to do with that resurrection energy. You know, the that Kundalini energy went from Tibet to Peru. I've been getting a lot of information about Peru, too. And then it went to Cold Lake, Alberta, and then to very near there. So, you know, and then it's going to go to Iceland within the next few years. So it's moving. Okay, the snow leopard lives in the high mountains. Mountains have always been separate from humans. They're abodes of gods. They're places of good vista. The animals of mountain god and goddesses are often sacred to the divine. So this has to do with the divine energy, the divine balancing, the forehead chakra. The snow leopard and the jaguar have to do with balance, you know, have to do with masculine, feminine balance. And it has to do with, you know, coming out of that soul solidarity and that secretiveness that we've withdrawn into and, you know, going into vision and being intuitive and opening the forehead. The snow leopard has an uncanny appearance. You know, and I was talking about how snow holds energy. Well, the snow leopard allows us to release that energy and actually go to through resurrection. They're actually smaller than the regular leopards, but they're usually good predators. The qualities of the Baral, blue sheep, could be studied by those with this totem as one of the most common prey. If a snow leopard has revealed itself, look for time to clear out the haunts and demons within the mind. You know, when we go through and open the forehead chakra, no demon can get in you, okay? And we clear out the demon to do the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. You know, I didn't read this, and I have never read this, but it's pretty amazing, you know, what Source reveals to me and what everything goes together. It's pretty amazing. It can reflect a period of 22 to 24 months in which the old demons are chased away and new vistas open up. At the age of about 22 months, the young are able to be out there on their own. The snow leopard holds the promise of new life, new perception, renewed perspective, and resurrection into a totally different and new beautiful reality. So it's all happening, and it's really going. And thank you for listening in. And I will be back next week for Fifth Dimensional Living. Take care. Much love. Yippee-ki-yo.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/ DBachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.
I'm also on Facebook under Fifth Dimensional Living. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.